Okay, today's shiur we will be discussing a sugya that is related to Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Aleph Mabez, the sugya of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila, sugya that is both in the world of Lamdis and the world of Lamaisa. And just to remind our listeners where this comes from and what we were talking about on Daf Ayin Aleph Mabez. So we know these are the sugyas of Yayin Esech. So the Gemara, to answer up a question, came up with a case on the 10th line that one is pouring wine into a barrel of a guy. Kagon, about the 10th line, Diankon, Diika Akevas Yayin Apume. There is a lip of the barrel on the mouth of the barrel on top. So there might be some Yayin Esech that was stuck on there. So when your wine hits that, it's gonna get mixed in. The kuznasa, the kamakama insechle, and every little by little will become part of that yayinesa. Okay, without getting into the details, but Tos is there, and Hakamai is going to ask the question. Tema livta hu perta b'shishim. 1 second, you have only a tiny little drop of wine on the Jewish. A wine seller is pouring wine into the barrel of a non-Jew because the non-Jew is the customer; he's buying it. What do you have to worry about those few drops for? It's batel b'shishim. It's about the Bashishim. Yesh Lomar, Min Bamino, who Vuxavar de Lobatel. No, it's Min Bamino, as we're going to learn actually in tomorrow's daf. There are different requirements for Bittel, Min Bamino, if it's in the same time, Min Bashaino Mino. So Min Bamino is not Batel by Yayin Esech. So that's why the Gemara didn't suggest that it was Batel Bashishim. But Achronim, ask on this Tosis. 1 second. What is Tosis talking about, suggesting that it should be Batel? We have a principle, Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila. What does that mean? We know there's a principle of bittel out there. But bittel is only a bidi'eved principle. Meaning, once something happens, so then we say, you can then rely on it. You could eat it. But you can't go around I want my chicken soup to be a little more thick. I want the texture. So I'm going to put in a little milk, and it'll be less than 1/60th, then it'll be good. Of course you can't do that. Ein valid is l'charchila. So what's Tosfos suggesting here? That it should be batel. So that gives us the opening to discuss this topic of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila. We're going to stay really in the world of the Gemara and the Rishonim. There are certain Lamaisa cases where this comes up. We said, if you know that there is a non-Jewish company that makes a kosher product that puts in certain non-Jewish ingredients, but it's batel, are you allowed to buy it? Knowing that, is that called... But for you, Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila. So again, that is a question of Lamaisa, which we're not going to get into so much. But we're going to deal with a couple of issues in the Rishonim and the Poskim. Also, just I mentioned right before the shiur, that on the first page, the Stechemet, I just noticed this an hour ago, so you're not going to have any Mekoros in the shiur. The first 10 pages of Chelek Aleph of the Stechemet is Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila. So maybe if we have a Tinyana shiur about Ein Mevatlin, maybe one day we'll have more chidushim from the Stechemet. Okay, let's get into the issue. Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila. So the source of this halacha is a Mishnah in Meseches Trumos, in source number 1, where the Mishnah tells us, Sa'at Shruma Shenafla Lefachos Mimeya, where it's underlined, a Sa'ab Shruma that fell into less than 100 of its type, which means it's going to Aseret, right? It's Medume. The Achagach Naflu Sham Chula, but then Chulin fell in. Right, it was a mixture, and then chulin fell in, and now there is more than 100 of chulin to be a mevatel. So the Gemara says, im shogeg mutter. If it happened b'shogeg, this regular law is a bittel. And therefore it's mutter, fine. But if it mazed, asur. But if somebody is mevatel, a mevatel is l'charchila. You're not allowed to do that, and not only you're not allowed to do that, it doesn't work. It doesn't work if you try to do it, the Gemara says, asur. So does that mean it doesn't work on a Darabana level? Doesn't work on a Daraisa level? Doesn't work. So that might connect. That might connect to whether the Isser of Ein Mevatlin itself is an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Darabanan. Rov Rishonim assume that this is an Isser Darabanan. Where does it say in the Torah that you can't be Mevatlin Isser L'Charchila? Doesn't say that anywhere. So most assume it's an Isser Darabanan. There's a Ravid. And others, some minority of Rishonim assume it's Da'araisa in certain circumstances. There's an Avni Miluim, maybe it's Da'araisa by Truma, and not by others, but Rov, let's assume it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. So assuming it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, so then it's very safe to assume that once you did it, the Rabbanan are the ones that say that Bittel won't work. Maybe Da'araisa, you know, it would work, but maybe the Rabbanan were kones you, that you're not allowed to eat it. So, So what is this? So the source here we have in Maseches Trumos. There are, though, a couple of other ideas where the source of Mevatlin comes from. Rabbi Yosef Engel, in source number 2, in Beis HaOtzar, has two ideas. One Alpi Nigle, and one Alpi Nistar. What is Mevatlin about? Well, let me ask you even before you say. I mean, would you... What Misvara? Mevatlin Slachachil, does it make sense? Does it make sense? Like, if we didn't have any sources, would we have said this principle ourselves? Or would we say, no, what a chiddush! Mevatlin is Slachachila. I would have said, Bittul Mevatlin. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, in part 1 of his piece, that based on a Tosfos, you have to say Mevatlin. And it's a svara. What's the svara? The svara is, let's read it. L'deos asovrim d'humanat Torah v'lo no demakoro. According to the ones world is daraisa. The rabbi that I just mentioned, you don't know the source. Yesh lomar d'isure Torah atzmam heimorim al isur bitulam. The fact that there are isurim in the Torah reflect that there is a concept that you're not allowed to be mevatel those isurim. Why? Based on the Tosfos where he says, "Va'afilu sidra rabbanan imavatlin de'im lo kein mahoilu chachamim betakanasam sh'asur achishim." Based on the Tosfos, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, what would be the point of having any Yisurim in life if you could just go and get rid of the Yisurim? It must be built into the system, if there are Yisurim in the world, that there is an Isur to get rid of those Yisurim. Because then the Yisurim just won't exist. The Inyan Isser, where it's underlined, the Inyan Isser Shasru Chachamim Mored, that itself reflects Sheratzu Shekolshenis Arif Bepachas Mishishim Lo Yochal Beemes V'lo Shakol Yosifu V'lo Yekiyim Befor LeIsser Shalahem. That's what Tosfos was talking on the Drabanan level, but it says Rabbi Yosef Engel on a Daraisa level, Hachanami BeIsurei Torah Shaper Nitan Lehei Amer Dehi Isurim Atzmam Morim Alisur Bitulam. The fact that there are Isurim in the world, it must be built in that you're not allowed to get rid of them. The Imlokain, so then there's no such thing as the Isurim, you will just get rid of them. So Alpinigle makes a lot of sense. If there's an Isur in the world, it must be you can't get rid of this Isur, because then there wouldn't be any teeth to that halacha. If it happened, Mamela, Vishogeg, so I got mixed up. Okay, got Vishogeg, what could you do? But if Bemezit to do it yourself, so then that is something that it makes sense that it'll be usher. It doesn't, does it, if you, let me ask you this. Fine, let's say this is the source d'Oraisa. Does it directly flow from that then, that if you did it, Bittul wouldn't work? Would that flow from this svara? So that, you don't have to say that. You might have said that you're not allowed to do it, but, you know, if you did it, you did it. You're a bad guy. Just like if a coin marries a grusha. Some things are averas, but they work if you did it. But at least the first step, according to Rabbi Yosef Engel, that it's built into the system. And then he quotes, that's on a Daraisa Nigla level. And then he quotes a Kabbalistic idea. It's the only Kabbalistic source in the text tonight, in the sources. Ubiyoter Yutzdak, line 23. Fima Shekasa Mekubalim. And Rabbi Yosef Engel is not generally in his sources, doesn't quote so much of the Kabbalists, but here he does. De Inyan Heter V'Isser Ma'acholos Humipa'as Shahamutarim hanukudas hakedusha shebahem roi vaomid lahalos ideachilas haadam. In every food that we eat, there are sparks of kedusha that we uplift, that we bring to their ultimate potential as we eat them. Imagine this challah was created, but we have it in the Gemara by animals. Right, the animal says that one animal that goes and, you know, this animal wants to be used as a carbon. Right, the Medrash talks about the cows by the story of Elio and the Nevi'e Habal. So the cow that was going to use by the Nevi'e Habal didn't want to move. So he says, what do you mean? My friend goes to be a carbon, to be a Kadeshim Shemayim, and I get to be in the Nevi'e Habal? Says even the animals have some type of ultimate higher calling. So says the Beis HaOtzar, even every entity in the world has these sparks that we're supposed to bring up. Line 24, V'ilu ha'isurim, what about if you have a piece of treif? Piece of treif, what kind of potential is there? Hanukudas ha'kedusha shebahem, asur va'agudbam. These spiritual sparks are tied up inside. V'ein zman tikunu adayin. It's not time for that to be uplifted yet. Ubahagias mantikuno, when it's time, I should say when and if these sparks are meant to be uplifted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu misabev sheyisarev behetirim biyuvtal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that somehow bitta will take place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you bump into something and your hand will fall and the treif thing will fall into the kosher thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that happen. So if I go and I'm a vatal isal chachila, I'm jumping the gun. It's not time yet. It's not time yet for this to happen. VMK, line 27. It's not time. And therefore, you know, that's where the Isser flows from. Again, of course, you have to say that some things, you know, you have some pieces of treif that never become batal. So some things never have an element of being uplifted. But this is his idea, Kabbalistic idea, to give a background to the Isser. Okay, so we have, maybe it's Darabana, maybe it's Daraisa, maybe it's built into the system, maybe it's a Kabbalistic idea. This is all background. One more word of background, a very important seeming limitation that the Gemara mentions in Maseches Beitza. Okay, and this is all through source number 4 is going to be part 1 background. Says the Gemara in Beitza, Amar of Masna, Dalam of Beis. Eitzim Shanashu Menadeka L'tochatana B'yantif. Wood, let's say in the oven, they didn't have ovens in the olden days inside the houses. Let's say you have an oven outside, and let's say I built an oven right next to a tree, because it makes sense, because I take firewood from the tree, which I cut off the branches, and I put it into my oven. So what happens if, lo and behold, on Yontif morning, it was very windy, and a piece of branch from the tree fell into my oven. Boom, perfect. Right, so I'm not allowed to rip off branches on Shabbos. That's muksa. Can't rip off the branches, but let's see, it fell in by itself. So, says the Gemara, Mar ba'aleim eitzim muchanim u'masikan. I could throw in more branches and heat it and use it for my fire on Yantif. Says the Gemara, excuse me, one second, kamahapech b'yisura. What do you mean? Aren't you touching muksa? That's the sugis at the beginning of Beitza, the muksa sugis. Aren't you touching muksa as you stoke, right? You're moving around the muksa branch. Says the Gemara, no, kivan deruba deheteran inu, since rova, if it's in there, is mutter, ki kamahapech vater kamahapech, no problem. Right, you're moving around, it's batal barov. These branches are batal barov. And lachara, you cannot see which branch was the one that fell in. Because we know bitl never takes place if you can still see it. We'll get back to that, Bezrat Hashem. But then the Gemara says, how are you allowed to add the branches in the first place? V'ha kamavatel isa lachadchila. V'tznan, e mavatlin isa lachadchila. You're not allowed to be a mevatel isurim, as we just said. So how could you add the branches in order to be mevatel barov? Says the Gemara, Hani mili bidoraisa, avo bidrabanan mevatlin. Only pashas of the Gemara, isurei doraisa. You're not allowed to be mevatel. Isurei drabanan, no problem. Isurei drabanan, you can be mevatel. And what are we talking about here? Muksa. Muksa is a drabanan. No problem. One more line, because it's going to come up later. Ularavashi da Amar kol davar sheyesh lo matir in afilu bidrabanan lo batil ma'ika lameimar. Rav Ashi has a shita there at the beginning of Maseches Beitza, davar sheyesh lo matirin, right? Something that is going to become mutter. There's a principle that is not batel. Pashtus is, Rashi says there in Beitza, why rely on bitl? You just might as well wait. It's going to be mutter in a week anyway. Right, an egg that's laid on Yantif. It's nolad. Wait a day, and it won't be muks anymore. After Yantif. So Rav Ashi says, by davar sheyesh lo matirins, it's very chamur. It's not batel, even in 1,000. So what about here too? What, shouldn't you be more machmir here also? By emavat l'nisal l'chadchila, this is davar sheyesh lo matirin, this wood. You don't have to use it. Inherently, it's going to be mutter tomorrow. Says the Gemara. No. Hani mili hecha di'isa li'isura be'ene. You're right. By davar sheyesh lo matirin, it would be a problem if the item was there intact. But hacha mikla kali yisura. Here is being burned up as we speak. So if it's being burned up as we speak, then even by a davar sheyesh lo matirin, one is allowed to mimavata l'isur l'chadchila. So the Gemara says, derabanans, one is allowed to pashtuses by isurei derabanans. You're allowed to be mevatel lechadchila by deoraisas, not. Any svara for that? Why would you say deoraisas you cannot, derabanans you can?
What's a derabanan? I mean, this is deoraisa.
What?
It's already mutter.
What do you mean it's mutter midaraisa?
It's not asr midaraisa.
If you say it's only asr drabanan to be mevatel, so it's like a trade drabanan. It's only asr drabanan to be mevatel it. So it's us, but still, it's asr drabanan to be mevatel. But if you say it's like what we said, it's built into the system, as far as should apply. So what should be the difference? Drabanan is a daraisis. The Gemara says it. So Rav Sturbach has an interesting suggestion which relates to something that we've touched on many times in the past. And many Achronim say this in other contexts. And he asked the question, he says, what's the difference? Line 7, source number 4. V'yishla tamul, svaras ha-gamarkan. What's the svara? Lama hi kilu b'drabanan kol kach. Why are we so mako? Falo ba'alma drabanan kei daraisa tikun. Usually we pattern the drabanans after the daraisas. V'gam kan abilu l'takin ki daraisa. V'lo hakel b'yisur of the two to shari levatlam. Why is that? Why let it be mevatel? So he says as follows: Venira shechilik isurim daraisim isurim derabanan beetzem isodinam. Without looking ahead, Svi, what do you think? What's the chilik between daraisas and derabanans? This is what I think you would have said even without it. Says Rav Sternbach. Again, not all Rishonim agree to this, but it's very mistaver what these Achronim say. She be isurim daraisa. Hagedr sheish siba b'chifetz gufa le'esar. Isuri daraisa or isuri chefsa. These atoms, God said, is poisonous to my soul. These atoms. Avo b'drabanan, ikarot sivui l'shmo l'chazal greda. V'lo sheish siba b'chifetz gufa. By drabanans, since they're gavra. The Rabbanan told me to do something. Could the Rabbanan say that this inherently is poisonous for my neshama, this content? They don't have it. They can't change nature. They could regulate my behavior. But they can't change. If there's a chefza shalit, they could create a chefza shalisser. So that's why many achronim say, Isuri daraisa are Isuri chefza. Isuri darabana are Isuri gavra. The Meshachachma, I didn't give it to you, but the Meshachachma says, it has a beautiful piece in Parsha Shoftim, where he says, he gives a mashal for this. So you know what the mashal is? Isuri darabana are like the halacha, they have to listen to a king. What's halacha morib b'malchus? If a king says, I want to build a highway through your backyard for the good of the nation, and I say no. And the king says, if you don't listen, I'm going to kill you. And a person is chayav misa, they don't listen to the king. Does Hashem really care about the content of what the king said? No. Is a person chayav misa because highways are a din daraisa? No. It's just that the din is listening to the king. The point is the listening. So it says the Meshech Chachma, it's the same thing by Derabbanans. The point is listening to them. And that's why the Meshech Chachma in that context discusses also Isuri Derabbanan Bishogeg might not need tshuva. Because what'd you do? You didn't not listen. Daraisas, of course, they bring carbon chatas. Because inherently I did something wrong against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Derabbanans, maybe there is no tshuva when it comes to Isuri Derabbanans Bishogeg. So based on that chiluk, which we find many, many other places, suggests Rav Sternbach, maybe that's the reason here too. And that is, on the bottom line, Bida oraisa lo sharina levatel eslachachilu, you can't be mevateluid, why? Shafil achar bitul nishar sivas iser. It's inherently us, sir. These atoms are in there, and you can't create a time when halachas a bitul kick in, and it's in there, and you're going to behave as if it's not there? Omehai taimas, etc., etc. Masheki b'drabanan nitzibas aser b'chevetz gufa. The iser by drabanan doesn't flow from the object; it flows from on the person. So once I get rid of the object, I'm not doing anything wrong. So therefore, suggestive Sternbach, maybe it's connected to that—a suggestion that he has. Okay, but either way, getting back to our Gemara, we had a couple of sources, and the Gemara seems to say drabanans are mutter, d'orises are not. Good. Though the Gemara has a blanket heter by Derabbanans, as we're about to see, there seem to be at least four or five limitations to this heter that the Gemara gives. First, Tosfos right there. Tosfos there says, explaining the Gemara, and Tosfos in source number 6 on the Gemara in Beitza asks, Afagav de midaraisa. Chad betray batil haynu hecha de ma'ari memela avol maravino biadayim levtuli aser. You can't be mevatel something in chachila. And Tosfos quotes our Mishnah in Maseches Shumos that we started off with, and then he quotes our explains our Gemara, and this is the Im Tomar about the fifth skinny line. V'yim tomar la'el earlier in Beitza. Gabi eagle to habi truma derabanan. There's a case there about truma derabanan. Yosef alav yavatel. The Gemara talks about, is it batel or not batel? It's truma derabanan. So Tosa says, why didn't the Gemara suggest earlier? Just be mevatel it v'lechachila. It's truma derabanan you're talking about. Whatever truma derabanan is, right? Some Rashi and Tosfos say only dug and tears v'yitzar is daraisa. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, apples and oranges truma derabanan. Rambam vegetables, because the Rambam says all fruit are daraisa. So why do you just be mevatel it? Yishlomar says Tosfos daha to amar bidurabanan mevatelin haynu bidavar sheikaro midurabanan. The only time that we say you can be mevatel derabanan is only something that is purely derabanan. That's totally a rabbinic creation. Could go muksa diikaro ina alami derabanan. Muksa has no daraisa parallel.
You can't say that yeshlo matirin.
Sorry.
You cannot say that yeshlo matirin.
By truma, is there yeshlo matirin by truma? You can't be pota by meiser sheni. But truma, what truma is truma? Can't. You could be show if you say truma is be the neder to be shoel on your hafrasha and make it tevel again and take something else to be truma. Yeah, there's too many steps. I don't know if we look at it. That's assuming that hafrasha is be the neder. Abo bedavar, but says Tosas, abo davar she ikaro mi daraisa. But something that is mikaro daraisa could go in truma. Ti ikashim davar daraisa could go in dog and tirosh v'yitzar. Afil b'makom she inolami derabanan could go in shar peros. And this Tosas Ashita in mevatlin. Says Tosas. Even though the Gemara says derabanan, you're allowed to be mevatel, it's only something that's pure derabanan, ikaro derabanan, like muksa. But if it's something that is ikaro deoraisa, but just an application of a derabanan, so then that is not allowed. Ein mevatlin. Again, can you say, if you want to put it into Rav Sternbach terms, is the ikaro deoraisa, is there something in the chefza, even on a rabbinic level there? Maybe that Tosis is driving at that, if you want to put that into Stormbox terms. But anyway, that is Tosis.
Maybe it's just a low plug because it's more donut.
Okay, maybe it's a low plug, right? It's too close, but it's Xera. It's Xera, you don't want to come close to the Daraisis. That is source, to the Gemara and Beitza, that's the first limit. The question is, does the Rambam agree to this limitation of the limitation? Right? The Gemara says it doesn't apply to Drabanas. Tosis says only Drabanas that are pure. See the Tosfos? I mean the Rambam in the next source. We're going to skip the Rambam in source number 6, 5 right now. That Rambam connected to the Chefza Gavra. Chilik, you can look at it afterwards. It says the Rambam in source number 7, in Macholos Asuros, turning over. Asu levatel isurin shal Torah lechadchila. You're not allowed to levatel isurei deoraisa lechadchila. Ve'im bitel hareze mutter. If you did, it's mutter. But Chazal were kones you. You get any, just from that wording, can you get whether the Rambam holds whether it itself is an Issa Daraisa or Darabanan? Get any hints to that? To be Mevatel. It's not Mochrech at all, but he brings to the Rabbanan on the second line. Right, he says, but even though it's mutter, they said you can't. So maybe it's also Lechachil Daraisa, but it's not 100% clear. We'll get back to the Yirali, but afterwards, I'll read it now once we're here. The Yirali, Kivan Shuknas, Ein Osun Darovazu, Ela Al Ya'al Zeha Over Shabitel HaIsr, Aval Acher Makom Mutter. It's only Osir for the one who did it, the one who was Mevata Lechachilah, but to other people not, because it's a Knas Darabanan. Ketzad, for example, Hari Shanafla Sa'ar Shal Arlo Lotoch Mea Sa'ah. Shahari Nasar Hakol, a Sa'ah of Arla fell into 100 Sa'ah, so everything is Asr, because we know Arla needs 200 to be Mevatelit. Lo Yavi Mea Sa'ah Acheros Vietzarev, Kadesha Tala Bechra Masayev, you can't bring another 100 to be Mevatelit in 1 and 200. Vim Avar Vasakain, Hakol Mutter. Avol, that is the evidence Mutter if you did it, as we said. Avol be Isurin Shal Devrehem, Mevalin is Lacharchila. But the Rabbanan, this is going to be our line for now. By Surah the Rabbanan, he can't be Mevatel Lechachila. Ketzad, what's his example? Chalav shenafal kadera sheyeshba bisar oaf. Milk fell on chicken. V'nas santam bekadera. And there was not shishim in the chicken soup to be Mevatel the milk. Mar be'alav bisar oaf acher ad sheyevatel hatam. You let it throw in more chicken soup, more chicken, in order to be mevatel the time. So what do you think?
Doesn't sound like shishim. It sounds like.
Let's say it sounds like you're allowed to be mevatel by besar of pachalav. So is Tosfos, is the Rambam like Tosfos or Rambam against Tosfos? What do you think, Psaro Pachalov? How would you? That's the example he gives. So what do you think? Sounds Ikara Daraisa to me. It's Basar Pachalov. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Hagos Mordechai, who says, "Oh, you see, the Rambam is like Tosfos." So the Kesef Mishnah says, "What are you talking about? Seems like just the opposite of Tosfos." Dafka, the example given by the Rambam to say which Rabbani can be a Mevatel is Basar Of Pachalov, which is probably one of the most ikaro d'araisa d'rabbanan that you have. Says the Kesef Mishnah in Source 8, on the third line, V'li nira, d'afilu nefarish came b'divra abeinu, mikol makom, enu kadas tosas mamish, d'pesar of pechalav l'divra yatosas, chashiv yesh lo sharish b'na Torah, kivan d'ika basar, d'asa pechalav m'daraisa, v'lodomi l'muksa she'en lo ikar b'na Torah. So, says the Kesef Mishnah, I don't think the Rambam holds of this limitation like Tosfos. I think any Drabanan, even if Yeshlo Iker Minat Torah, okay, it's talking about Muksa, but really any Drabanan would be allowed. Number one limit of the Gemara. Again, the Gemara says all Drabanans are Mutter, so number one possible limit is Tosfos, and the Rambam might probably not. The Hagos Mordechai thought yes, but we are suggesting, like the Kesef Mishnah, that Pashas is that the Rambam does not agree to that. Okay, number two, second limitation. Maybe it's not all Drabanans. Says the Rush. And tell me if the Rush got this. We read that Gemara in Beitza. Tell me if the Rush read the Gemara in Beitza the same way we did. Right? The Gemara in Beitza said Drabanans and the couple of lines. So look what the Rush says. The Rush says, Vahani, it's a little small, I'll read it. Vahani, about the eighth line of the Rush in Source 9, it says, Vahani Eitzim. It's right after the dot. Vahani Eitzim Shanashu Minadekal B'yantiv, Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin Hain, Dehayom, did I skip where I wanted to, let's start with Vafalgav. Second wide line after the Agos Hashri. V'afagav, last word on the line. V'afagav de'im avatlin is l'chadchila, even though we say im avatlin, hani mili isser d'araisa. Aval isser d'rabanan, mevatlin le'l'chadchila, but isser d'rabanan, he can be mevatel. V'afagav de'kayim alon k'ravashi, damar damar sheish l'matirin, afil b'elaf lo batal, afil b'd'rabanan. Even though we all like Ravashi, that damar sheish l'matirins are more stringent. V'hani eitzim, sh'ashim n'adekal b'yantav damar sheish l'matirin, hein? And all of these, this eitzim, you could just wait. Dehayom hein asurin lomachar mutarin. Today they're also tomorrow they're mutter. Hanimili hecha di isa li isura beine. Avohacha mikla kal isure. That's only where it still exists. But if it gets burned up, then it is mutter even by davar sheish lamatirin. Fine, that's the Gemara. But now the Rashi has two more lines. Veha de kaamrina nami de mevatlin isure drabanan lechadchila. Hainu dafka hecha de mikli kal isura. When do we have the heter? Only if the item is getting burned up. Avo ba'alma eim avatlan l'chadchila afilu b'yisurei d'rabanan v'yafilu ein l'matirin. Did the Rush read the Gemara the same way we did?
No.
What did the Rush do?
Took the limitation of
zavashay l'matirin. Right. Mikla kali yisura was brought in because of a detail. Mikla kali yisura you needed because, zavashay l'matirin. But the Gemara didn't say that. The Rush jumped and said, by all davar sheish, the whole heter is only mikla kali yisura. The Gemara didn't say that. The Rush, for some reason, thinks that once the Gemara says that line is not just answering the previous line of the Gemara, what about davar sheish lamatirin? It's going back on the entire previous section, that even by Durabanans, it's not a total heter. Even by Durabanans, it's only if mikla kali Isura. Okay, that is a second possible limitation. So Tosfos, maybe it's only by Ein Lo Ikar Minat Torah, and the Rush only by Mikla Kali Isura.
Could you define again what that means, the Mikla Kali?
It's being burnt up as it's being used. Right. Mikla Kali. Kali means burnt. Meaning it's not by Ein right now, it's not intact. It's in the fire. It's being burned up. So that's a huge limitation. How often do you have things being burned up as you're using it? Right, nowadays, that was talking about a nolad branches that fell off on Yontif. When else do you have that? All the Mevatlin cases are cases where it's in front of you. So if the Rush is Lamaisa, so then we definitely lost a lot of our whole teeth to the Heter. Okay, couple of other heterim. And that is, let's skip the Rashba for now. The Rashba says just quickly that it's only if Eino Nikar HaYisr. Okay, but that's a general point about all Bittel. That's number 10. But look in let's read, because I want to go the second half of the Rashba. The middle of the Rashba over there. Avo Bidrabanan Mevatlin. V'chi Mevatlin Bidrabanan Ikamanda Amar Didafka Bin Shenis Arev V'pachos Mikadesh Yala Beheter. All the examples that we've had so far have been, and the Rashba is saying it's Bidafka, have been, where it's already mixed into another ingredient, but it's just not enough to be Mevatlit. That's where you could be Mevatlit and add on more. Mishum shelo yoser ataruv oso mosifin lev heter mevatlin oso. But what if you have something ba'in? You have an isser. It's just the isser. You have a pure isser drabanan. Are you allowed to be mevato that lechadchila? Even the Rambam's case. Remember the case of Basar of Pachalov? You had a piece of milk, some milk that fell onto the chicken. It's already a mixture. So says the Rashba, if it's just you have the ba'in itself, you still can't be mevato that. Why not? Take this Rav Sternbach's svara back at the beginning. If you say daraises are chefses and darabanans are gavras, so if a god's mixed up already, okay, it could be marbe. But if it's ba'en, why can't I be mevatalit? What could be a svara for this Rashba? Could one suggest that gufa being mevatalit is not listening to the rabbanan? The rabbanan created this sister. Don't eat this. So now I am being marim, so to speak. I am using a little halachic loophole in order, lecharchila, which is a leniency once it happens. I would call it a loophole to use and a leniency once it happens. So maybe that gufa, if it's here, if it's not mixed up in anything yet, that gufa is not listening to the Rabbanan. Once it's mixed up already, okay. So just add on more. Bittel has already started, so to speak. So you're just finishing the process. After all, it's only on a rabbinic level. But maybe if it's here and nothing has started already, so maybe that gufa is not listening to the rabbanan. Okay, a suggestion. So these are all a couple of limitations on the heter of being marbet. There is the one expansion of the heter. There's one expansion of the heter. Says the Ran and Avodah Zarah. Let me ask it as the question. The Ran asks, how could I ever kosher anything? How could I ever kosher anything that became treif? I treifed up my fork. I stuck my milchik fork into a hot hamburger. I have treif now on my fork. What am I going to do? I'm going to dump it into hagel. I'm going to hagel magalit. I'm going to put it in hot water. I'm being mevatel the yisser. How am I going to do that? It's a great kasha, which we obviously know there's got to be an answer for. It's such a good question, there's got to be a straightforward answer. But so why is that mutter? We know it's mutter. But why is that? Why am I allowed to kosher things? I'm being mevatel the yisser. What, you want to tell me, it doesn't apply by tam? It's one thing the Ran could have said. It's only the tam of yisser. But we pass the tam ke'ikr. So what's the difference? So the Ran in source number 12 says, Im kain, heichich shira Torah, klei midyan ba'agawa. Right? How could you kosher anything? You're even saying this if it's that day, if it's real treif inside. If it's after 24 hours, it doesn't even need koshering in midaraisa. So how is it possible? Third line, elavadai lo amr emavatlan iser ella bimiskavein la'arev iser beheter kedei lehanos mimanu. The only time it's emavatlan is that when I'm doing it dafka so that I could change the iser to heter and therefore thereby benefit from the iser. Alvo bimiskavein lahakshir akli venonena mina iser shari. If I'm just trying to kasher my item, I didn't want this iser to be in there in the first place. I wish it wasn't there. I'm not getting more benefit by making it a larger quantity. So that's not a problem of emavatlan. So we need to know that Ran in order to continue through life. Can't go through life without knowing that Ran. Right? How do you do koshering? Emavatlan. The answer is because you don't have kavana for koshering. You don't have kavana to use the iser in that circumstance. Good. Two more sections. One is one point.
Koshering really being mevatel, or is it getting rid of the
iser? Is koshering it's kashering, being mavatal, or getting
it's
rid of it.
Kashrutal, so, it's your,
so but you are, so you're putting it, meaning, meaning it goes into the water and then you're dumping it out. Meaning kashering is something you're not being mavatal.
It's leaving the clay, it's not in the
tzumpet. Okay, okay, you're right, the Ron doesn't assume that, but it's another answer he could have said. That by kashering, you're removing it. Maybe that's part of what he means in his answer. You're not using the iser in your results. You're getting rid of it. Maybe that's behind another way of saying, formulating his answer. Okay, two other points. Number one is what we alluded to before. So, this was all l'charchila. What if you did it? What if you're mevatel l'charchilos? As the Mishnah in Shumas says, if you did it b'mezid, it's aser. That's what the Mishnah said in Shumas. If you look in the Rambam says, the Rambam we had up above and top, back in source 7, it's aser to the one who did it. That's what the Rambam said. Ein osrin tarov azu ela al ze ha'over shebitel ha'iser. Only the one that did it. Avalacherim akol mutter. But anybody else is allowed to have it. Fascinating, if you look at the Tur quotes the Rambam differently. And I don't think he had a different girsa in the Rambam. The Tur in source 13. The cuss of a Rambam. Sounds like he's quoting him here. Dafka limevatel atzmo im hu shelo kansidan la'osro alav. O lemi shekivin levatlo bishvilo. It's also to the one who did it, if he did his own, or to the one who he did it for, but not to anybody else. The Beis Yosef points out the Rambam never said that. Where did the Torah get that from? The Rambam never said that. The Rambam just says to the one who was ma'ariv, the one who did it, not to the one who was ma'ariv bishvilo. So the Beis Yosef points out the Rambam never said it. But, says the Beis Yosef, what did the Tur do? It must be that this was the Tur's logical extension of the Rambam. Because what's the whole svara anyway for the Knas?
Knas is Knas penalty. You don't want people being batel each other's.
You don't want people doing it. Right? So if I'm doing it for you, you do it for me, I rub your back, you rub my back. So says the Beis Yosef, it's as if the Rambam said it. Essentially, the Tur said the kas of a Rambam. So you don't usually find that. But the Beis Yosef says, in the middle of 14, the point is that you don't come to do it again. So it's a logical extension of the Rambam. It's as if the Rambam said it. Fine. So what did we do so far? We had the backgrounds, what the sources are. We had the Gemara in Beitza about limiting it to a Durabanans and a Svara of Rav Sternbach. We had a couple of limitations to that heter. Maybe it's only mutter by Davar She'ikaro midurabanan. Maybe it's only Mikla Kali Isura, said the Rosh. Only if it's not Nikar Ha'isra, said the Rashba. Only if it's already started to be Mavutal, said the Rashba. One expansion, the Ron says, if you don't have Kavan, it's okay to use it. One final section, which really takes us in the next 5 minutes, the last 5 minutes really is a Chanukah sugya. So you can relate this to, and Yonah, what are we up to? Yonah, what are we up to here? What's the day today? 19th. So it's almost Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag. So, it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch, a simple steer in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya and in Aruch Chaim. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya. Isser shall devrayem eimar v'nosobi adayim p'dei levatlo. Even in Isser d'rabanan, you can't be mevatel b'yadayim. V'im asa kein b'mezid, asser. This is paskening like the Rashba. If you have an Isser, an inherent Isser, it didn't get mixed up with that, you can't be mevatel it. If he did it, it's asser. Aval anafal me'atzmo, but if it already got mixed up, V'ein behetar k'dei levatlo, ma be'olavu mevatlo. Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch, wonderful, straightforward, he quotes the halacha, you're allowed to be mevatel isurei d'rabanan, without any other limitations, the Shulchan Aruch says. But then there's another Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch says, what do you do with your leftover oil after Chanukah? The oil, not the oil that's in your container still, the oil that were in the candles. Are you allowed to use that oil to make latkes? To all the other days of Chanukah, obviously, maybe not, because you can use it for the next day. What about after the last day? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hanoser b'yom hashmini min hashemen, hatzorech l'shir hadlaka. The one that was you put in, and it was needed for the shir hadlaka, and then it went out. We pass, and you don't have to relight it, because hadlaka osa mitzvah. So, osa lo medura, v'sarfo b'fnei atzmo. You got to burn it. You can't use it. You can't be marbis shemen umavatzlo. Shari hoksel mitzvaso. V'im nisari b'shemen acher v'in shishim levatzlo. What if it got mixed up already with other oil? Right? It's a durabun. Chanukah oil is durabunan. And it got mixed up. Yesh misha omer she'ein lahosif alav k'dei levatzlo. It can't be mevatalit. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Arachayim, in Isser Durabanan, that already started getting mixed up, you cannot be marbal of mevatzlo. Chanukah versus everything else. Ask all the Nosei Kelim, what's the difference? Why does the Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea say, Eim Mevatlan Isla Chanchila, but you're allowed to by Durabanans once it got mixed up, once it started getting mixed up, and in Hilchas Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch does not say that. So, if anybody has to speak for 10 minutes on Chanukah, 15 minutes, you got right here. You got a Sirin Shulchan Aruch and four answers. Right? Next four sources, four answers. So the first two answers are one-liners. Says the Magen Avraham in Arachayim in 18. Maybe the difference is the Efshar, very creative in source 18, Tahara Chomer Tvei, this is more Chomer. Why? Kivan Tahavi Dover Sheish Lamatirin. It's a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Why? The Medina Mutu L'Shahosa L'Shona Haba. Save it for next year. The Rambam, Big Machlokas Rishonim, is Chametz a Dover Sheish Lamatirin? Right, because it'll be, is, right, it'll be after Pesach, is, other examples as well, but not Chametz. It was another example I was thinking of. Anyway, but says the Magen Avraham, Dover Sheish Lamatirin, wait till next year. Vavi Dumya the Chametz, Ayin Yoredeya. That's going to be more machmir by Chanukah candles. The oil is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. Might as well wait. The Shach says possibly, source 19, maybe this is hinted to in the language of the Shulchan Aruch itself, Huksa L'mitzvaso is a different type of Isser. It's not just an Isser, Drabanan. It's Huksa, it's designated for a mitzvah. Maybe that's more Chomer. In the world of Muksa, it's one of the more Chomer Muksas. Right, the decorations of a sukkah is Huksa L'mitzvaso. Maybe Huksa L'mitzvaso is not Batel in the normal way. 19. The Beis HaLevi in Source 20, the Beis HaLevi has 10 pages at the end of Bereshis in the Sugyas of Chanukah in Masechta Shabbos. So there, the Beis HaLevi suggests, and this is also the answer of many other Achronim, the Stifler and the Chavos Das, and the Nesivus is probably the earliest one that gave this answer, and that is a Yesod. V'lechora HaYanira, line 7. The Shiny Shum, Dehem Isser Achila. When do we say you're allowed to be mevatel and isser achila by isuri achila? V'im kain v'shas bito leki isura v'shari b'drabana kishenes arif kvar. By isuri achila you can be mevatel it. Why? Because at the moment you're being mevatel, you're not eating it yet. No problem. By isuri hana'a, when you're mevatel it, you're getting hana'a. So that goof is usher. That's why Chanukah ain't lan rishus l'shtamesh b'hem. Avol neiris Chanukah, d'asur b'hanoah, imkein, kishema'arbo v'vatlo, hari oz ika hanoah, v'mashini tosef lo shem en heter. V'hu adik kemocher yisuri hanoah. Like you're selling yisuri hanoah. At the moment that I would be mevatalit, I would be getting benefit, because I am now expanding my heter. So says the Chavos Da, says the Beis HaLevi, says the Stifler, all the same answer. I gave it to you for the Beis HaLevi. That's why Chanukah candles are different. Any Isuri, it's not unique to Chanukah candles. Is Isuri Hana would be different.
Truma.
Truma is not Asur Banah to Yisrael. Right, I don't think, is it? Right, is it it's a guy is allowed to get Hana's Kilu, it's Asur. It's Bailus, what? Sach b'shevay and Arel can't be Sach b'shemen. The Truma and Arel Kohen. So it's a Truma, so he said, if it's Asr Vahana'a, but the Gemara talks about Isra and Abitl. You have to look it up. Let's say my mother, I Yarshin Truma for my grandfather Kohen. My mother's father. Let's say my mother was a Bas Kohen. And I Yarshin it. The grandson's allowed to sell that. Doesn't have to give it. Let us sell that. So sicha, but that might be because it's a hanashal kilui. It's destroying. You're using it up. Mm-hmm. That might be different. I'm sure it's my first. I'm just Right, and Asgufa. But again, I think that's the Beis Halevi. And finally, the fourth answer is from Rav Soloveitchik. The Rav writes, I gave it to you from one of Rabbi Ganach Svarim, and so the last source. The Rav was bedayin, it's unusual language of the Shulchan Aruch. What does Shulchan Aruch say in by Hilchos Chanukah? Osala medura bifnei atzmo mavatlo. Build a medura. Build a medura. Just say it's not batel. Build a medura. Says the Rav, Neiris Chanukah is Kein de Oraisa of Neiris Mikdash. Do we have a shiur? I think we had a shiur on this in the past. There are many parallels between Neiris of Chanukah and Neiris of Mikdash in terms of the bracha that you make, in terms of other, other halachas. We had a whole shiur on this. But says Rav Soloveitchik, that's why you can't. Because this is as if it's shemen of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Osala Madura, you have to burn it. It's Psuli HaMukdashin, which has to be burned. Says the Rav, line 8 from the language, Mashmad Avikim Bifnei Atzma L'Sarfo, Kein Srefa Psuli HaMukdashin, to Mitzvah Srefa B'Chefza, to Midr Rabbanan Tiknu, She'el HaShemen, Shol Nerchanaka, Chalo Shem Shol Kodesh. So says Rav Soloveitchik, that's why you can't be Mevatel. It's different because it's like Beis HaMikdash type of oil. And this goes on the list of that whole sukkah. Okay, these are just some of the issues that come up related to Eimavat Lemesel Chavchila, the background, some of the limitations, some of the Halacha L'maisa, and it gets us into the Chanukah sugyas as well. Okay, B'ez Hashem, we will continue in future weeks with other topics. Remember, Sefer HaMitzvahs, we're still doing it each day, and tomorrow night is the Parsha Shir up on OU.org.